Hello, and welcome to the East Anglian Theatre Podcast. Hey friends, I'm clearly in a very productive period because I've now put out three new episodes in quick succession. Enjoy it while it lasts because you can be sure soon enough I'll slip back into my lackadaisical ways. But what kind of intro is that? Hi everyone, my name is Ray Tempesta and I am your semi-competent host. The person whose self-appointed position is the shiner of the spotlight on theatre happening in our glorious region, that region being East Anglia. For those who don't know the way the podcast works, I say some stuff into a microphone, edit out the cock-ups, the ums and the ahs, and usually interview a guest or two about a local production they're involved in. Now before the episode properly begins, I'll start by telling you how you can support the podcast. It's pretty simple. If you come across my accounts on social media, Facebook, Instagram, X, TikTok, that kind of thing, please do give the pages a like, a follow, a share, or whatever. It all helps and costs you nothing. I don't post anything groundbreaking, but there's the occasional review plus shout-outs for upcoming shows and that. I've also got a website you can have a look at if you're bored. It's eatpod.co.uk. That's eatpod.co.uk. It's pretty basic, but I'm a basic bitch, and you'll find all episodes of the podcast plus the reviews that I produce and the occasional written interview. Anyhow, now that's taken care of, let's open with the first section of the episode. And in the absence of anyone who cares enough to ask me, I sit here and gently weep into my lukewarm coffee as I'm forced to ask myself the question, Ray, what have you been up to theatre-wise lately? Well, cheer up, Ray, you miserable sod. You've had a whale of a time recently. Not only did you perform as part of the Norwich Players Theatre Company at the Madam Market in Sabrina Poole's production of Pride and Prejudice, you also went to see a couple of shows too. Yeah, you're right, Ray. Okay, well, I'll start with Pride and Prejudice, and it's a show that I won't forget in a hurry. Barring a couple of weeks where I was quite unwell, I had a great time at the rehearsals with a whole host of new blood around to reinvigorate and energise me. Of the cast of 19, there was only four that I'd shared a stage with previously, plus our director, so it was lovely to get to know a whole bunch of new people. It was also fantastic to see Sabrina at work, helping people's characters to progress and see her carefully choreograph and manage almost every aspect of the production, from lighting and set design to scene changes, posture, and even the length of the hug. She was meticulous in her work, and luckily she had a pretty decent team around her to help realise her vision. The run went really smoothly and ended on a real high, playing the last few shows to a packed out theatre. There were some fantastic young performers in this one, some of whom are already looking to pursue a career in the arts, and some of them will hopefully have been inspired by this experience to at least look at further participation in future. If you did come along, thanks for watching, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Your support of local theatre is always appreciated. Now, the day after our show closed, I then went along to the Murderer's Pub in Norwich to watch a special fundraising show. If you listen to the last episode, you'll know I interviewed Molly and Andrew from the newly formed East and Under Theatre Company, who were putting together a show in order to raise funds to get their original play, called A Bloom Will Pop, at some point during the show, to the Edinburgh Fringe. Their fundraiser consisted of a collection of top local professional, community and youth musical theatre performers showcasing their talents. I had a fantastic time and it was lovely to once again appreciate the magnificent talent we have right here on our doorstep. The show also contained a preview performance from Echo Youth Theatre, who gave us a few numbers from Les Miserables. Now, they'll be performing the school's edition of Les Mis from the 4th to the 7th of April at the Walter Roy Theatre at the edge of Norwich. If you're interested, you can get tickets via echoyouththeatre.co.uk. And finally, earlier this week, I watched Shrek the Musical at Norwich Theatre Royal. It's a production I was already reasonably familiar with, having watched a brilliant amateur version of it in Cromer about 18 months ago. You can, of course, read the full review of it on my website, eatpod.co.uk, but this was a very funny, polished and all-round entertaining production with some fantastic song and dance routines, and to be honest, some of the best vocal performances I've heard in a musical for a long time. And of course, if you're a fan of the DreamWorks movies, it's definitely one you'll love, and one that's perfect for children too. It's on at the Norwich Theatre Royal until the 30th of March. I believe tickets are pretty much sold out. And then the UK tour continues, and the closest it comes to our region again is Northampton at the end of April. So that's what I've been up to, but what about you? Is there anything you've seen lately that's left an impression? Do get in touch to let me know, as it's always lovely to hear from you. Okay, so let's move on to the main feature, the interview. And this time I'd like to introduce someone who is directing a critically acclaimed comedy by the French writer Yasmina Reza. His name is David Lester, and with his newly formed company, Drama Mavericks, he's helping to bring a production of Gods of Carnage to the stage at the Garage in Norwich next month. So without further ado, let's have a listen to my chat with him, shall we? Hi there, David. It's lovely to have you on.
Hello.
We'll start with your company, first of all, Drama Mavericks. And what was the rationale behind forming a new group?
Well, I belong to a company in Hitchin, in Hertfordshire, Queen Mother Theatre, and was on the management board there and directed many plays. And then we moved up to Cromer only fully about 18 months ago. And the first thing I really missed was being connected with the theatre and being involved in productions. I didn't realise how much I missed it. So I decided to do, not a test, but I decided, let's see if I could do something by forming my own group and base ourselves at the Garage, which is near the Theatre Royal, as you probably know. And they were quite welcoming, and we've been rehearsing there. So it's got me back into directing plays and being involved in the theatre, which I love. I just love the theatre.
Onto the show itself, the multi-award-winning comedy play from a multi-award-winning writer, which broke some box office records when it launched it on Broadway. So there's no doubt Gods of Carnage is a high-quality piece of theatre, but why did you choose this one as Drama Mavericks' debut production?
Well, mainly because I know the play, and I know it can be simply staged. You need four very good actors to really make it work. And I've kept the staging of the play simple because it was our first production at the Garage. But I think the play, as you may know it, it's like a theatrical roller coaster. There's plenty of comedy in it, but there's also plenty for the actors to get into in terms of each of the characters. And each character reveals something about them and also their relationship, because there's two couples who meet following an altercation between their two sons. All starts off very civilly, and then it descends into chaos. And I love the way the characters take on that savagery as the play progresses. And of course, there's plenty of, you know, it's funny, it's very funny, but it has some serious undertones to it. And although it was written in 2008, it's still very, very relevant to today. There's no doubt about that. Mm. And we've also relocated it from France to Norwich.
Yes. Does that translate well? I mean, I know they've obviously, they did a run on the West End as well, which went successfully. So,
yeah, it does. Christopher Hampton translated it, but we've updated some of the terminology because we wanted it to relocate it locally and make it more relevant. Mm. So some of the terminology, and of course, since 2008, there's been a lot of development of technology and social media. So we wanted to make sure it was. You know, right up to date, which I hope we have achieved.
And so in choosing this piece, is Yasmina Reza a writer you particularly admire, or is it simply that you particularly like this piece of her writing?
Oh, I love this writing. I love the author. I mean, the author, as you well know, also wrote Art, which was very popular a few years ago and won awards, I think. Now, the writing can be somewhat brutal sometimes, brutally honest. But obviously it was in French originally, but it translates well. It was a good translation. But yes, I admire the writer, love the way it progresses. And the fact, like many plays in the theatre, there's no formula here. You don't know what's going to happen next, which is, you know, for theatre is really good.
Yeah, and you mentioned it's a cast of four on this one. I mean, how do you find working with such a small cast?
Well, it can be a risk, because if you don't know the four actors personally, then you don't know how well they're going to work together. I mean, obviously,
and presumably you didn't on this one, did you? Because it's sort of a newcomer to Norwich.
Yes, and I didn't know the actors personally. We did the usual audition, but then I found out the actors knew each other, which was very useful, and I could see that they got on. But they were also taking a risk with me because you know, I was a newcomer, so directing them, they didn't know what to expect from me, so they were taking a risk too. You know, it has worked out well. We shall see when we perform, but I think it's going to work out well. And it's been a privilege working with them because they are very talented.
Yeah. So presumably rehearsals are going well then.
Yes, we're at that point where, as I'm sure you know, you put the scripts down and it goes to pieces for a little while as you try and pick up the pace again, and they get used to the, you know, not having the scripts comfortably with them. So we're at that point now, but they're good. They're going to rise to the occasion, I'm sure. And they're loving the play. They love the characters. They've really got into the characters. I've no problem with that. It's just working on the pace now, the pace. And I want it to be really savage in the right places, as it should be.
And did you specifically choose the garage as the venue?
You know, theatres choose their programmes quite a long way in advance. And I sort of rather riskily went into the garage, saw that they had a decent theatre, and said, have you got a slot where we can put this on in April? And they had. And I suppose I was lucky. But also they were taking a risk with me because the garage has a policy of not having long runs, or not having runs of more than one or two nights. So I persuaded them that we should have at least four nights. And eventually they were very accommodating. And they've been very good, very supportive. Mm. And all the theatres in Norwich are so different. But the garage, I like the garage theatre. It's an unusual one. As you probably know, it's got a very high roof. And there's lots you can do with that stage. So
it's also very intimate.
Yes, yes. And of course, the more intimate a theatre is, the more immersive that experience can be for the audience. And that's what I love. I love working with an immersive production like this one.
Yeah. Okay. And what about you, David? I mean, you've touched upon your background in Hitchin, but how did your involvement in the world of theatre begin?
Oh, many, many years ago, a small dramatic society in Wheathampstead near St. Albans. Just got involved. I can't remember how I got involved. I loved drama at school and studied English literature. And living in Hitchin, London was very accessible. So I used to go to the National Theatre regularly with my wife and friends, and see lots and lots of productions, and also a theatre called the Park Theatre at Finsbury Park, which is a small theatre that Ian McKellen helped set up and sponsor. And they did many immersive productions, new writing, contemporary writing. And I think I'm very interested in new contemporary writing. I mean, obviously the classics are there for everybody to enjoy and the variety, but I love new contemporary writing. And that's what I'd like to focus on at the, not exclusively, but at the garage. And also, for example, Shakespeare. I was very impressed when Kenneth Branagh did a version of King Lear, which is, I don't know, nearly 4 hours long if you do the full text. And he reduced it to 1.5 hours. So he cut out all the bits that weren't the main speeches and weren't the main characters, and just concentrated on the main plot. And it was very successful. I'd like to try something like that here at the garage. Cut down Shakespeare, it's called.
Okay. So, I mean, that kind of answers my next question in a way, because I was going to ask, what would constitute a dream show for you to either direct or even play a part in?
The last production I did in Hitchin was The Ferryman, by Jez Butterworth, and it was a big production, over 20 people in it. And I had young kids, teenagers, at the full range of ages, and that was a delight to work, because it was all these talents coming together in theatre. I like a big production, but I don't think that's suitable for the garage in that sense. I'd have to do it somewhere else. But I don't have a big master plan. I look at plays and think, would that work? Do I like it? Can I see it? Can I visualize how I'd stage it? Can I modernize it? So all those sort of things run through my mind. So I don't have a long-term plan.
No. But certainly in the short term, it sounds like you've set your stall out with regards to working with the garage. I mean, do you have anything lined up immediately after Gods of Carnage?
Well, it's either two plays. It's Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, which I've tested out technically at the garage, and I think we can do, because, of course, that's quite a technical one to do. Mm. And a cut-down Shakespeare, Measure for Measure, set in the Houses of Parliament.
Okay. Be interesting to look out for those then.
But I've got a slot reserved. The garage very kindly reserved me a slot in October. So I'll be thinking hard about which one to run with very shortly.
I guess I probably finally should ask, when is the show on and how can we get tickets?
It's on Monday. It starts on Monday, the 15th of April at 7:45 at the Garage Theatre, and is on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. And tickets can be bought online at the Garage website very easily. And if you look on the Facebook page, there's a code for students. People under 25 can get a cheaper ticket. I'd love to get more younger people to the theatre. And I was impressed when I went to the Madder Market to see lots more younger people going there. You know, that's something I'd like to see happen.
Yeah, well, I'm very much looking forward to seeing the show. I don't know if I necessarily constitute a younger person, though.
You do for me.
Well, good luck with it.
Okay, thank you very much, Ray.
So there we have it. That was David Lester from Drama Mavericks. As he mentioned, their production of Gods of Carnage opens on the 15th of April and runs until the 18th at the Garage in Norwich. Tickets are available via thegarage.org.uk. Now, what else is coming up in the region over the next few weeks? Well, we'll start with a very special show happening at the Theatre Royal Bury St Edmunds. It's a debut play for best-selling historical author Philippa Gregory, as the co-production between Theatre Royal and Shakespeare North Playhouse in Merseyside comes to Suffolk. The play is called Richard, My Richard, and it's inspired by the real life of King Richard III. It's an exploration of the legacy of one of history's most enigmatic characters and how the history books don't perhaps portray Richard as reliably or as sympathetically as maybe they should. It debuted earlier this month up north and has been described as funny and poignant, and it's now set to reach East Anglia as it hits the stage, sort of, at the beautiful Regency Theatre that is Theatre Royal Bury St Edmunds. Now, the reason I say sort of about the stage part is that this production is presented in the round, which I'm particularly excited to see. I'll be going along to give it a review, so do keep an eye out for that, but don't wait to hear what this idiot has to say. Go get yourself a ticket. Richard, My Richard is on between the 12th and the 27th of April, with tickets available via theatreroyal.org. Back in Norfolk, the Norwich Theatre has just launched their Creative Matters season, this time focusing on the power of kindness. It's a year-long season which, through various events and experiences, will explore how creativity and the arts can inspire change, tell unheard stories, build compassion, and create a fairer and kinder society. The first of these events is the staging of The Boy at the Back of the Class, which is based on the award-winning book from Manjali Q. It's a story that highlights the power of friendship and kindness in a world that doesn't always make sense and reminds us that everyone needs a place to call home. You can watch the show on the main stage at Norwich Theatre Royal between the 23rd and 27th of April, and tickets for that are available via norwichtheatre.org. And finally, over in Cambridgeshire, Nine Lives Theatre Company will be opening their musical production of The Little Mermaid at The Secret Garden in Wisbeach. The Little Mermaid is, of course, a story that needs no introduction, and this musical production blends in the classic Hans Christian Andersen tale with the Disney songs that everyone is familiar with. It's on from the 3rd to the 7th of April, with matinee performances on both the Saturday and Sunday. Tickets are available via Ticketsource, and just search for Nine Lives Theatre. So that, my friends, is that for another episode. As usual, I'll post links for all the shows mentioned on my social media pages as and when I remember. Thanks so much for listening to me and David ramble on, and tune in next time for when I'll be chatting to the writer behind the next show for the Combined Actors of Cambridge. Until then, take care of yourselves and go watch some theatre. Bye!